Villa Vida on Absolute Radio. You can do the time check you want. David Tennant is co-hosting the show this morning. Good morning.
It's 7:12. It's all over Britain.
There we go. David's big movie is out this weekend. This has got to feel like a... Are you nervous? Are you pumped?
It's very exciting. I wouldn't say I'm nervous about it because there's nothing I can do now. It's, you know, it's all there. It's done. But it was... it's very exciting to be in a big proper... It's when you see it and DreamWorks comes up at the top.
Yeah.
It feels like a big proper... proper big old movie.
It's had fantastic reviews. It's called Fright Night. It's out all over the country tonight. If you're going to see it tonight in Guildford at the Odeon, you will see me there as well. I'm going to introduce it.
Are you?
Yeah. Just no one's asked me to. I'm just going to go, hang on everybody. Look who's here.
Are you going 3D or 2D?
I think I've just booked 2D.
Well, some people prefer
it. I didn't know it was in 3D.
Yeah, but it's properly 3D, yeah, with the proper 3D cameras. It was the technology was evolving on the floor of the soundstage.
Tell me this. Some actors and actresses, when the movie's out, what they like to do is they sneak into the back of an auditorium just to see how it plays out. Will you be doing that?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so, no. No, that's...
Imagine that news story. You can't walk away from that when you're seen at the back in a cap. It's like that Mac you wear sometimes. Yeah. Your disguise at your own movie.
Trying to punch up the box office another £10.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do this morning then. We are doing an amazing death-defying stunt at 7:45 this morning.
Are we? What's that?
We're going to be going outside. We seriously have had to fill out insurance forms, risk assessment. Our company lawyer had to go outside yesterday and assess what we were doing.
Wow. What does the stunt involve?
You will find out at 7:45.
Ooh, the blood runs cold.
And also,
this is why you don't give me a sheet with the chew on it, isn't it?
Also, we're going to be doing Fish Face Friday.
Yeah.
You know how this works?
I do. That's the guys in a market. They sound properly mental, those boys.
Yeah, one of them gets hit around the face with a fish.
With a fish, yeah. You haven't had to fill out any accident sort of risk assessment forms for that?
It's probably easier coming from Richie, otherwise it's an awkward conversation for me and you to have right now.
Yeah.
Slight tweak.
You're going to be being hit with a fish.
I'm being hit with a fish.
Yes.
Also on today's show...
Sorry?
That'll be after 8.
What fish would that be?
Well, that's it. That's the game. The listeners have to guess. We've got 3 possible fish.
So the mental boys at the market aren't doing it this week, is that what you're saying?
No. So it'll either be Maggie, who's fuming because you've nicked the travel from her as well. Bells with his new Hitler hair. Richie or myself will be doing the...
I have some kind of waterproof Mac?
It could be a trout. It could be a sea bass fillet. Or it could be a unsmoked... haddock fillet.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm game for anything. I'll give it a go. The insurance claim will be hefty if a scale takes out my earlobe or something.
Now, you need to head off, though. So you're going to head off to Tesco's right now.
Yeah.
David came this morning, suddenly realised that he had some weird ingredients for a snack genius. So you need a U-shaped sausage.
A Mattison's U-shaped sausage.
Yeah, okay, familiar with that.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Got that.
Some kind of spread butter, but actually the cheaper end of the scale is better, I think.
Okay. Are we going own brand, or ideally you want Vitalite? Because when the 14-year-old David Tennant created this masterpiece...
Vitalite.
I'll look for Vitalite first.
I don't think they've made it in 20 years, but...
I'll get something else. And white bread, yeah?
Nice, fresh, spongy, cheap white bread, yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Times are pushing.
Okay.
7:15, all over Britain.
Will I need my wallet, or is this being...
You're not expecting one.
I wouldn't make it.
You know. What, he's been to David to pay for this? He's unbelievable. Is he tapping you out to pay for it there?
See you in a minute.
Good luck.
What were you doing, closing down your emails then before going?
Yeah, of course I am.
Unbelievable. Time check.
I've just done one.
Yeah, but it changes. That's the time.
It's 7:16 all over Britain. It's here before you, that's what I said now.